Friday night lights are on and Fremont County is getting set for the sports weekend. Before the game start, there's always a kickoff show. Covering all sports in Fremont County, getting to know the schools, teams, coaches, and student athletes. This is the County 10 Kickoff Show on KOVE 1330 AM 107.7 FM. Now let's go to the studio. Here's your host, Wyatt Barichka.
This is the County 10 Kickoff Show on KOVE 1330 AM 107.7 FM in a County 10 station and community connected. I want to thank you for tuning into today's show. Spring break is happening for a lot of Fremont County schools, but there is sports still going on. Multiple Fremont County teams for track and field will be at Grable tomorrow, including Dubois, Wind River, Shoshone, Wyoming Indian, and Western Heritage Lutheran Academy. That'll take place tomorrow. The Bracket Challenge will also continue for our participants who have participated in the Bracket Challenge. Check county10.com to see how your bracket is currently doing right now. Also, check out county10.com for all of your local sports content. And we're going to go ahead and take our first break here. After the break, we'll talk with head coach Jody Good from Shoshone High School as we cover Shoshone High School track today. You're listening to the County 10 Kickoff Show on KOVE. Back here on the County 10 Kickoff Show here with Jody Good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right. Just ready for practice.
Yeah, coach, I appreciate you taking some time before your practice, as I know you guys have a meet coming up this Saturday in Grable. But, coach, to get a little bit about you for our audience, just talk about what your coaching resume is like and what brought you here to Shoshone, Wyoming.
I've been coaching for 17 years, I believe. This is my seventh year in Shoshone. I coached in Arizona before that. I'm actually from the state of Wyoming. I was a state champion in the discus in the 1990s. I've been here for 7 years. Super excited for the season, pretty much.
What is it like to be coaching for a smaller school? Because Shoshone is in that 1A school category, so not a lot of students. So what is it like to be coaching for a team like Shoshone?
It's definitely interesting. I mean, I came from a school that had 700 students in the high school, and then I come to Shoshone, and it's interesting. It's up and down. It's year in, year out. It's totally different situation. I mean, a few years ago, we had 30 some odd kids and had a great team and a lot of teams returning and a lot of students returning, and then COVID hit. So trying to build back up after that, we're at 21 now, and we've got 6 seniors. We got a handful of freshmen and sophomores, that some of which have never done track or done track in high school. So like I said, we're improving. We're getting better. Pretty fun team to have, actually.
And talk about some of these athletes that you have on your team, because some of them are multiple state championship appearances. Multiple have received state titles. So just talk about some of these athletes that you have on your team.
Yeah, we have some of our senior leaders. I mean, we have Braden Cash, who, as I said, as a freshman, he won the state championship in a 4x8 relay team. The following year, probably would have repeated, and COVID happened. He does middle distance. He has done jumps and stuff in the past, a lot of relay work. We have Caleb Abbott, who's qualified for state in the past. He's been with us for the last year. He was at Wind River at first, and then he ended up coming to Shoshone. We have some other students like Rihanna Tidwell, who does long jump, triple jump. She's been with us for 4 years. Another one qualifies for state every year, has been on relays, does triple jump as well. Also is a pretty fun 300-meter hurdler to watch when she gets out there. And then a lot of our other students, as I said, most of our other students, pretty young, freshmen, sophomores. We do have one student named Shin Shiga. He's a Japanese foreign exchange student, and watching him just get into track and field and learn it and stuff, it's been fun. It's been really fun working with him. He's a senior here as well, I believe.
So a lot of good leadership on this team, if I'm not mistaken. That's kind of what you're saying?
Yeah, we do. We have, like I said, we have a pretty good mixture. We have some leaders that have been our leaders for the last so many years, and we have some young guys that are just super excited to learn. They'll take any advice our seniors give to them. And we have some pretty good seniors that'll kind of lead them and advise them and help them out at track meets. Last week, we had students, some of our seniors just kind of took them under their wing and said, let's go. Here's what we need to go do.
And coach, just talk about the first couple of weeks of track. I know you guys have at least one meet under your belt. So just talk about how that's going so far.
Yeah, we had a track meet last week in Burlington. We're actually, this will be our second track meet of the year. We had spring break the very first week of the season, so that was interesting, kind of getting used to. We went ahead and chose to just give the kids a chance to have a spring break and enjoy that, as much needed spring break. And so that kind of delayed our season a week. So we're hitting our third week of the season. Like I said, this will be our second track meet we're headed to. And it's been interesting. It's been fun. Weather's been great. Obviously, in the state of Wyoming, it's up and down, hit and miss. And for the most part, other than a day here and there, it's been outstanding.
There's not really a head coach in track, but you are kind of the guy that leads the Shoshone team. So just talk about what it's like to be coaching all these athletes who do multiple things in track.
I actually, since I've been in Shoshone, I was coaching shot put and discus for the most part, a few other things here and there. And I have two assistant coaches, Michelle Rambo, who's been with us for the last 4 or 5 years, somewhere around there. And she typically leads on to our runner athletes. She focuses on that a lot. We have Toby Wood this year, kind of recruited Toby. He's our PE teacher here. Toby was through at University of Wyoming for a year in shot put and discus. State champion shot put and discus, and so he's kind of taken over that. I'm just trying to get involved as much as I can, help them out as much as I can. They're great to work with. Like Michelle likes to help out in any way she can. Toby's here, he likes to help out any way we can, and we kind of all try to just work with all the students, trying to coach them up to the best we can.
Coach, what are some goals that you hope to accomplish this season from your team and from athletes? What do you hope to see this season from Shoshone Track and Field?
I'm one that thinks that track is the biggest thing about track and field in my eyes is just growth. Working on our PRs, our personal records, trying to improve every single track meet we get. You know, whether you're the veteran who's trying to go to a track meet and trying to qualify for state the very first track meet of the year, or you're a freshman who's just trying to get into the first track meet of the year with a little intimidation and kind of just get through that. We focus a lot on growth. Like I said, PRs, shooting for our PRs, finding out what you did last track meet and just trying to improve off of that every single week.
Coach, do you do any like off season training, or do you do something for the athletes when track season's not going around just to keep them going? I know some of them probably do basketball and all those other sports, but for maybe some of the athletes who don't do those sports, do you do any off season training like that?
We do have one of our assistant coaches. He's the high school PE teacher and weights room teacher. So he spends a lot of time working with them, trying to work on some off season stuff. We do have a few students, I believe, who will kind of do some of that, as I said, in practice. They'll do a little, or not in practice, in class. They'll do a little bit of running in there as well. But some of our students are, again, two or three sport athletes. So some of them will get together and they'll do a little bit of running here and there, just trying to train, trying to focus, trying to improve.
Just talk about the community of Shoshone that supports track and field. What have you seen from them, and what's the community like for the track and field team?
Oh, it's been great. I mean, when I first started here, we were practicing over at the old field, and track practice was done on the grass in our school and our community. When they built the new school, they said, hey, we want to be able to host track meets. We want to be able to focus on that. And we've actually went from not having track meets here to hosting regionals the last few years. And with that, it takes an army. For instance, next week we have a junior high track meet. The very next day we have a high school track meet. Mr. Mills is on it. He gets all sorts of people from the community, from the schools, students to adults to just volunteers. They show up, come out of the woodwork, and are here to help support in pretty much any way that they can, for especially, like I said, track meets and stuff. Regionals was a little intimidating the first year we ran it, just having never really done a track meet here necessarily. And Mr. Mills runs a pretty tight show. It's been interesting. It's been fun.
You guys do actually host the regional meet. So what brought you guys to host the regional meet, and what is it like for you guys to be able to host that for your athletes?
It's fun for us. Our kids get the chance to, especially the seniors, they get a chance to run on their home track, the meet before state track. They get to practice on it all year, so that definitely helps. I believe that we originally got regionals because there was a scheduling conflict, and I don't even remember what it was off the top of my head. I know that it had to do with soccer and track and different things being held in different places. And Mr. Mills said, hey, we'll take it on. If you want us to try going for it, we'll go for it. Our schools, as I said, we didn't have a track, we didn't have any equipment, and about 7 years ago, our school board went ahead and purchased pretty much everything we need: timing equipment, pole vault pit, everything we need in order to do it. And so it's been, like I said, it's been interesting, but it's awesome. Like I said, our kids, I think they really appreciate the chance to get on our track as much as they can. We run a pretty tight ship. I know that after the first year we did regionals, sounded like the majority of the region said, hey, we like the small school atmosphere. The track meet was run great, so let's have it. And I believe we've had it ever since.
And that's actually really awesome to hear, Coach. Is there anything else that I forgot to ask you or anything you want to mention or shout outs or anything like that?
Like I said, we've got a super fun team, a little mixture of older students, younger students, just trying to learn. It's been fun. Hopefully we can get people there, come out and watch us, see the improvements we're making, see the growth we're making. We have a few kids that I believe we're pretty excited for in a couple different events. We got some new athletes that haven't run high school track before that we're pretty excited for. So overall, like I said, we're ready for the season.
And we're excited to see what you guys do. Coach, I appreciate you taking time out of your track practice to be on the County 10 Kickoff Show, and I'm excited to see what you guys do this season.
All right, appreciate it.
And that is head coach Jody Good from Shoshone High School. When we come back, we'll talk with some of the athletes on the Shoshone track team after this. Back here on the County 10 Kickoff Show, here with a senior from the Shoshone High School track and field team, Braden Cash. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. What about you?
Not too bad. Braden, just talk about these first couple of weeks so far. I know you guys have one meet under your belt, so just talk about how these first couple of weeks are going.
They've been pretty good so far. We got some freshmen coming up, some sophomores, and some kids who really haven't done a whole lot of track. And it's a lot bigger team than we had last year. I think we had like 10, and there are only like three or four boys on the team. We've had a lot more come out this year, which is pretty good to see. And we only got one meet in so far because we had our spring break and decided to take our spring break and have that week off from sports.
Braden, just talk about what events do you do for the high school team?
For the first meet, I did long jump, the 100 and the 800. But going on with the season, I'm probably going to drop the 100 and the long jump to find some longer races to hopefully improve my 800 time.
So are you a distance runner then? Do you focus on distance running for the most part?
Yeah.
And do you do the 2 mile or the 1 mile, or do you do all three?
They're trying to talk me into the 2 mile, but I don't think they'll convince me to do that one. That's too much. The 1 mile I'll probably end up doing this year, and then a 400. And we've kind of been thinking about 300 hurdles, but I don't know.
What does a practice go for you in a regular track practice from doing the distance running and doing all these field events?
So when we're practicing, Mondays and Wednesdays are our running days, and Tuesday and Thursdays are our field event days. So like a Monday, that'll be a pretty heavy run. And then a Tuesday, you get a little more chillax day because you get to go and work on your jumping or throwing, because there's some throwers that will run, but not a whole lot of them.
And Braden, just talk about what brought your interest to track. So I know you're a multi-sport athlete, but what brought your interest to track to be able to compete in the spring season?
There are really only two major things that brought me to track. Is my older brother, Gabe, he was doing track, so I wanted to spend some more time with him because I only got 2 years of high school with him. And I also wanted to do track because I could stay in shape more. Otherwise, I probably would have got lazy and played some video games on the couch or something.
And you're a multi-sport athlete, so what are the other two sports that you compete in?
I do football and wrestling.
And what position do you play on football?
I was on the line for football and a DN.
Braden, what are some goals that you hope to accomplish this spring season for track?
This year for track, I'd like to play top three at state in the 800. I was just out of there because I got fourth last year. I want to try and move up somewhere in there.
And final question here, Braden, just talk about the community for Shoshone High School track. What have you seen and what's the support been for you guys' team?
A big one is our coaches and our parents. They really come through for us. Rambo, our running coach, she's very enthusiastic about track. She went to college for it. She really enjoys running. And then there's Coach Good. He's always fun to be around. He's also one of the football coaches, so you're just kind of around him. and you get to know him pretty well.
Brayden, I appreciate you taking time being on the County 10 Kickoff Show. I hope you have a great, successful season. We hope to see you in the top three at state.
Thanks.
And that is Brayden Cash, a senior for the high school Shoshone track and field team. Well, after that, we'll be talking with Caleb Abbott after this. Back here on the County 10 Kickoff Show, final segment of the show here with our interviews. I'm here with a senior from Shoshone High School, Caleb Abbott. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
No, not too bad here. So, Caleb, just talk about these first couple of weeks. I know you guys have one meet under your belt. You'll have one on Saturday. Just talk about the first meet and how that went.
Oh, the first meet was pretty interesting, to say the least. We saw where our younger athletes were standing at, and we kind of put together where we were going to be at in terms of athletic skill, what relays we might do, as well as my personal, what I'm going to be setting out to do. And like for the meet this week, I did the 1, 2, 4, and long jump right about there.
Is there any particular events that you really focus on?
Well, my main event throughout high school has always been the 400-meter dash. I've been improving at it a lot. My freshman year, I was sitting at like a minute 12, minute 14, around that range, and I managed to drop it by 12 seconds by just pushing myself. Ever since then, I've been just focusing on that mid-distance kind of aspect of track.
Do you do any field events? I know you just mentioned you did a field event, but do you focus on one, or is it really just the mid-distance events?
Well, I do long jump, like I said, and I mean, it's not something I entirely focus on way too much. I only started doing it my last year, and I thought if I can take it, I will. But other than that, yeah, no, I've been just focusing on the mid-distance aspect.
Caleb, what brought your interest to track and field? I know we were talking a little bit before the interview, but just to go a little bit more in depth, just what brought your interest to track?
When I was a kid, I always liked to run around and whatnot, and eventually, I got into sports, and my dad, he always pushed me to be the best I can be at any sport. So when I stumbled across track, he always pushed me, and I took that there. So when I hit high school, I've always liked it, and I've always wanted to improve myself because of it, probably because of my dad.
What other high school sports did you do this past season or years back?
So I've typically just done like football, basketball, and then track. This year, I didn't do basketball, but I did do football. I was with the team when we went to the state championship. And then as for positions and whatnot, I've been always like a running back and a linebacker, just kind of switching from there.
Caleb, are you looking at any college athletics, or are you pursuing something in college?
I'm just taking what I can get. I have a current offer for something different in college over at LCCC, but hey, if a track scholarship or something like that comes up, I will definitely be looking into that.
And what's the thing that you received a scholarship for? Is it for like acting or anything like that?
Yeah, I received it for acting. I had an all-state performance for drama and whatnot and got a scholarship from there.
Kayla, what are some goals that you hope to accomplish this track season? I know it's your final year as a senior, so what are you hoping to accomplish to end your high school career?
Well, it's not only to get myself to state, but it's to get others to state. I can see a lot of potential in nearly every single member of this team, and I'd like to get them to come to state with me. I know we can do really great things if we push ourselves this year, so I really want that for each and every member of this team.
You know, being a senior, I'm sure you got a leadership role on this team. So just talk about what your leadership role is like, because I know this team is young. So just talk a little bit about that.
Most of these kids that came out, they've never done track before. So, I mean, when it came to guidance and whatnot, I've always like stepped in, not done it too much because there is some growth that needs to be done on their own. But yeah, I mean, I've grown up with a couple of these kids for like the 3 years I have gone to Shoshone from Wind River. And with these younger kids, I'm always down to step up and help these kids out wherever I can.
Talk about the community here for Shoshone High School track and field. What have you seen, and what do you know what the support's been like for your guys' high school track team?
Our community has been pretty welcome with all that. We're a pretty tight-knit team. We treat each other like family, and other people see that, and they respect that. They support us throughout all our events, and it's been overall pretty welcoming, and I wouldn't change it whatsoever.
Caleb, I appreciate you taking time being here on the County 10 Kickoff Show. I'm excited to see what your season's going to look like, and we hope to see you do a successful season.
All right. Thank you.
And that is Caleb Abbott, a senior from the Shoshone High School track and field team. When we come back, we'll wrap up the show after this. Wrapping up the County 10 Kickoff Show, I want to thank all of our guests for joining today as Shoshone Track and Field will be at Grable tomorrow, along with multiple Fremont County teams. Next Tuesday, Lander and Riverton Soccer will match up in Lander. More details about that will come out soon. The show airs every Friday at 4 p.m. Also, Coffee Time has new show times Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. So check that out here on KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM. If you want local sports updates, you can listen to it here on the radio or online at county10.com and on County 10 News on Twitter. This has been the County 10 Kickoff Show on KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, a County 10 station and community connected. I'm Wyatt Barichka, and have a great weekend, everybody.